Aber ich sage, perkei mich nach es. Ja, ich nesach osur, wo isse bachol shuv. That's osur bachol, that's pashut. Loshen over here is only to say, wo isse bachol shuv. There's a choymer that even though normally there's bittl, but the bittl over here doesn't take place, it asks bachol shuv. The Mishnah explains when does it ask b'chol shu, even in a minute amount of yayin nesach falls into an infinite amount of yayin kosher, when does it ask up the whole vat or pool of yayin? Yayin be yayin, mayim be mayim. This is talking about mayim if it was also, let's say it was mayim that was nisnasach labay dezara. So mayim that mixed into mayim b'chol shu. However, yayin b'mayim u'mayim b'yayin, if the taruvus was what we call min shaloi b'minoi b'noi sintam. This is something we've explained before, we'll explain again. B'ktzara, when something falls into dov she'eni b'minoi, the fact that you can't taste it is means halachically that we see it as non-existent. Chazal didn't ask her yayin nesach if it's non-existent now in a vat of water. But if it's in a vat of yayin, the fact that there's a tremendous amount, even a thousand times amount of yayin as the yayin nesach, not that the yayin nesach doesn't exist. There used to be 1,000 gallons of yayin nesach, and now there's 1,000 gallons, 0.00001. It's just more, it's not non-existent. The lack of tam is mevatel in existence. The bittel beroiv, when it's min b'minoi, is a bittel mitzad that the iser can aser. But over here they did ask him. That's the klal. Zeh klal min b'minoi b'mashu, v'shaloi b'minoi b'noisin tam. Now there's another element to this din, which is not mavur in the Loshna Mishnah. Maybe from the fact that the Mishnah repeats itself a few times, that's where we medayik it, but the Gemara fleshes out another factor by Richus, and the Rav brings it over here. The choymer, the way we just said, that yayin nesach is osu b'mashu, it means to say that if you have a drop of yayin nesach in a huge vat of kosher wine, the whole vat of kosher wine assumes b'midah mesuyamas, the character of yayin nesach, the whole thing is awesome. Explains the Gemara, and it's kapaskan la'alocha, that that's only where you could see the whole vat as having a character of yayin nesach. When is that? That's in one of two ways. Either there was a bottle of yayin nesach, there was some yayin nesach, even a drop of yayin nesach stationary, and a flood of kosher wine went into the vat. That means on the bottom of the vat there was some yayin nesach, 1 cup of yayin nesach, and then you poured in 100 gallons of yayin kosher into the vat that had a drop of yayin nesach. Since the yayin nesach is stationary, what's oimid b'mekoymoy has the ability to define the whole taruvis as assuming the character of what's in the vat, and then the whole thing becomes awesome. However, if what was in the vat, which is by the way the usual case, is yayin kosher, and a goy spilled in a little bit yayin esach, somebody spilled in a little bit goyish wine, chapped after a little bit, he poured in a little bit, that will not become awesome. Why? Because the character of the vat in front of us is yayin kosher. The drop of yayin nesach will not change over the character of the whole vat and doesn't become asur. Unless, the Rav mentions another chilik, which is mavur, the pouring of the yayin nesach, if it's poured like from a jug with a thin spout, so we have what's called in the Gemara kama bottle, which means every drop of yayin nesach becomes totally overwhelmed by the yayin kosher that's in the vat. And it all becomes bottled. The koyach of that which is poured, like we said, that which is in transit, doesn't have a koyach to redefine that which is stationary. Unless it has a wide open spout, and the amount of wine that was poured from the jug was right away a big amount. The pashtus is that how much would be considered already that if the yayin nesach is pouring into the yayin kosher, even though the yayin kosher is stationary and the yayin nesach is in transit, how much would you need to be an open spout that should pour in the basachas that would aser? It would have to be more than a shishim, more than 1/60th. More than 1/60th is already called that it's already here enough with enough presence that it can aser the whole vat. You'll ask, The Pasht, the question, L'chor, the number 60th, more than a 60th, less than a 60th, is of no relevance when we're talking about Yayin pouring into Yayin. It's min b'minoy. That's true. On a deraisa level, the number shishim is meaningless when it comes to min b'minoy. It only creates bitl by min she'ene b'minoy. However, Chazal did aser any teruvis of min b'minoy when it's a dover lach. That means when it's something that melts in with until 60. That means like this. A piece of nevela fell into a big pot of meat that's cooking on the stove. The meat is min b'minoy. It should need only roiv. Since it's a dover lach, which means the meat gets melted into the pot, and now it gives taste. It's not just dry pieces, which is definitely tali and roiv. Over here it becomes one teruvis. Chazal asered min b'minoy until shishim and didn't rely on roiv, or to the fact that you need shishim by min shaloi b'minoy. So the number of 60 will define chashivus even by min b'minoy. Therefore, if the spout is wide enough that the yayin nesach that's being poured into the vat of wine is more than a 60th on impact immediately into the vat, it will asa. If it's a very thin stream and it does not come in 60th, so then the little bit that pours becomes bottle. After that, the little bit that pours becomes bottle. The question will then be, what happens if drip, 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 and now it's more than a 60th? The Rambam is Mechadish, it's Sintesis Yom, to bring these shittas, that we don't say that it's Choyze V'neur. Choyze V'neur is the term that's used in Rishonim from the Gemara, where something became bottle, Neur with an ayin, that means it's Choyze and it wakes up, literally, which means that it's re-aroused as being a Dava Choshu. What used to be a drip of Yayin Esach in a huge vat is now more than a 60th, so it's enough to be rendered significant, and it should ask, well, maybe we say no. It already became, the first drop became bottle, it was Poka, the Dishem Yayin Esach, became bottle. More pours in, it became bottle. Even though now, ultimately, there's more than 1/60th of what was formerly Yayin Esach, but it already was Poka, the Nisuri. This is Machlek Sushonim, had a Paskin, Ayin Etaisis Yomtiv. The Rav brings another few dinim over here as well, Legavi various Taruvasin, because he brings in Ansi. So it is Chashuvim, so we'll just bring down a summary of what he brings. By most Yisurim in the Torah, we said before, Nevela, Chelev, Dam, Nevela's Trefis, Shkotzim, Ramosim, Basi B'cholov, etc. Min B'minoy, when the Taruvis is pieces, and they're not melted together in one pot, it's not Lach B'lach, Taruvis Yovish B'yovish, it's Bottle B'roiv. Taruvis Min B'minoy by Dova Lach, the way we just explained, the Shir Shishib, but Midrabonon. Why? Because by Dover Lach, where it's min she'enoi b'minoi, there it gives it tam, you'll need shishim, so otu that they asked midrabonon min b'minoi. That's one din. The Rav makes mention of the fact that there are two places where Chazal are makbid more than the sheer shishim. And that is by Truma or by Orlon Klayaker. Now there as well, there is a bitl of non-existence when Truma fell into Chulin and it's min she'loi b'minoi. So there the taste becomes bottled, it's rendered non-existent, and there shishim is enough. Where it's min b'minoy, conversely, where it's min shaloi b'minoy, but you have no way of knowing whether there's a taste there, so then you need chazal asa to the price of a male. You'll need echod b'male. By orlon klai kerem chazal will makbid more. If it's something that's min shaloi b'minoy, you can't taste it, it's mutter, it becomes rendered non-existent. But if it's min b'minoy, so then it'll be osur, up to the price of 200. You'll need echod b'mosayim in order to be mevatel. That's the sikum of these dinim. Mishnah Tes, the same way we just learned that min b'minoy by yayin nesach under certain circumstances is nesar b'kol shuhu. There are other yisurim in the Torah that they ask it as well. Some of them are related to avodah zarah. Yayin nesach is only one example. Elu asurin v'oisim b'kol shem. These are things that are also. And they also aser b'mashuhu. However, one big chilik. The taruvasim that are also b'chol shuhu and shishim in the previous Mishnah are all yisurim that are b'taruvas lach v'lach. The number shishim and the choymer of kol shuhu are things that mix together and become one mitzius. So either the Yayin Nesach could confer a shame of Yayin Nesach on a whole vat, or it doesn't, and it becomes bottle. Here we're going to have, in Mishneh Tes, Taruvasin that are Dover Yovish, where pieces fell together. So Marshall, let's say you have a meatball, which is Osir, and it's now sitting in front of us, and there are two other meatballs that are kosher. They're not mixed together, they didn't touch each other, there's no blias. So we say that Chad is bottle betrayed. There are Yisurim that we don't say, even by Taruvus, Yovish B'Yovish, we don't say they're also they're bottle B'Roiv. That's what the Mishnah is meaning in the Siachs to over here. They're also B'Chol Shein. Yayin Nesach, which usually is going to be a Taruvus of Lach B'Lach. However, what happens if it's not a Taruvus Lach B'Lach? It's a barrel of Yayin, and there's, in a factory, hundreds of bottles. One barrel of Yayin Nesach became mixed up with all the other chovios of Yayin Kosher. Since we see the barrel as a Dover Choshev Ha'imin Bifnei Atzmoy, Dover Choshev is not bottle even with many times more. It's Min B'Minoy, but it doesn't become bottle. So that's the case over here of Yayin Nesach is referring to that. By the way, the Dover Choshev of wine is not on the wine Be'en, it's when it's in a barrel. That's when it's a Dover Choshev. What about a Kois Yayin? Take a look at the Rishonim over here. The Tesiyanta brings from Rishonim that a Kois Yayin is not a Dover Choshev. You have a plastic cup full of wine, and there was 100 cups of wine that were poured for the Olam on Purim. One cup was touched by a Goy. We don't Aser up the whole thing. We say it's Batul B'Roiv. Avay Dezora has the same Chaymer, that's Batul B'Taruvus Yavish B'Yavish B'Kol Shuhu. Oyrois Levuvin is also Meshum Avay Dezora, but the reason why it's considered a Dover Choshev, like we said, a barrels of wine, Avay Dezora is B'Chol Oifin Shuhu also, even without being a Dover Choshev. The Oyrois Levuvin is something where they used to rip out the skin with the heart, they would rip off the skin that's connected halev, and they would take out the lev to be makrav l'avay dezora. That oil is considered takrav l'avay dezora, and remember, it's also even if it got mixed up in 1,000 oiros of heter. Shor haniskol is a bunch of different animals that got mixed up. One of them has a din skila because it was a shor haniskol either for being a reveh v'nevim avu and pashta achim v'isim kedoshim or for being a shor haniskol of being a Ritzach. Egla Rufo is also an Isser Hano, and it has a Cheshivus that does not become bottle even with many times over. Tzipari Mitzayro is the bird in the beginning of Pashat Mitzayro. The Seyde Tahara is two birds were taken, one was Shechtin, the blood was spritzed on him when he's still outside the Machna, and the other one was set free. The bird that was set free is Yisure Hano, and one's not allowed to eat it, it became Taruvus with a bunch of other birds. It's awesome. Usar Nozir, the hair of a Nozir also is awesome, but no, it has to be burnt. The other things I mentioned over here are Bali Chai, so they have a Cheshivus, Dover Choshev Lebatli. The Sar Nozir is not talking about a single strand of hair, it's talking about a whole pile of hair. You can make out of it a bag, they used to have a like sack, the times of Chazal, or you can make out of it a Sheitel. So a pile of hair for that came from a nozer is chayiv sreifa. Where's it chayiv sreifa? The Torah says, take the sar of the nozer and put it under the pot in which was cooked the shalmei nozer. So it's chton sreifa. So also it's a double choshev. Peta chamor is the chamor. Again, it's a bal chay. Ubosar becholov. Bosar becholov is osar bimashu, which is a chiddush that too many people haven't heard of. Yeah, we're not talking about a teruvs lach belach, where a droplet of milk fell into a fleshik pat, avad it's mutter gomer. What we're talking about over here is a piece of meatball that became basa b'cholov, and it's mixed up yovish b'yovish with a bunch of other pieces. So there, since the piece of meat, we're not talking about one piece of meat, we're talking about a whole cut of meat that you would serve in a restaurant, they would serve like a steak. There's one steak that became basa b'cholov, and it's mixed up, there's 1,000 plates out in the restaurant. One of them is a boss of a cholodik, a steak, it does not become bottle. It has a chshivus. V'soy mishtaleach is again a bal chai. It's also asa bano, v'chulun shenishchidu bazora. It's a whole animal, so it's not bottle, and it has the nisra ano. Chulun is a regular animal. Shenishchidu bazora was shechted in the place where korbanos was supposed to be shechted. So it's also bano. The Gemara says there are other examples of Dov Choshev. The Gemara calls one of them is called Egoize Perech, a certain type of egoist, which was a Dov Choshev, doesn't come bottle. Rimoine Bodon. But the idea is when something is a cot, a slab, a whole thing that's royless chabit boy or a balchai, then it has a chshivus, it doesn't come bottle. Mela harelu asurin v'oisvin be cholshein.